Ulster moving forward, in goes Pienaar, away to Jackson. Jackson, little cross kick for Robbie Dyack to chase. Dyack gathers. What a great gather by Dyack. He's over the line. Robbie Dyack scored for Ulster.
Now, when rugby fans are cheering tries like that, does it actually matter what the stadium is called? Ravenhill is the home of Ulster Rugby, but after a multi-million pound deal, it'll be renamed Kingspan Stadium. Some fans are up in arms. One of them is the veteran journalist Eamon Malley. Tell us why, Eamon. Morning to you.
Well, this is a phenomenon which has been sweeping America for the last 30 years with the renaming of stadia. It's now dug right into the whole theatre world, etc., in America, and it's taking root in these islands. My reaction is purely an emotional one. I just see it as something of an adulterating of the name Ravenhill Ground, almost in a sense, it's close to desecrating a shrine. It's violating tradition. It's sort of an emotional response. So I wasn't brought up in a rugby tradition, so I don't want to mislead people, but I relate everything to my own circumstances. I was brought up in a Gaelic tradition, and as a kid, every kid dreamed of playing at Croke Park. Now, should Croke Park have been renamed in the aftermath of its being reconfigured and updated? I don't think any of us would have liked it being called Quinn Park or Nolan Park, God forbid. But so it's that sort of response, the emotional response, that came to the surface when I heard. Just like when
very
I heard
difficult for Ulster to turn down £4 million.
I understand that. I'm a realist about this. And much of that money will go, I suppose, towards the upkeep, the ongoing upkeep of the grounds. Now, in America, interestingly, I did some homework yesterday. There's a young man here who's a contemporary of my son's, and this is his business of renaming stadia across the world. And he's worked in the States and various other places. And the average support or sponsorship is around $6 million annually in the States. But then you're talking about stadia of probably 80,000 people. So ratio, in terms of comparable figures, I suppose this is quite good money, $4 million if it's true over 10 years. Well, but it's just an emotional response.
Well, the pundit Brendan Mulgrew, listening to you this morning, what are your thoughts?
Well, I understand Eamon's emotional reaction, and I respect that as well. But I think there's an acknowledgement with what Eamon is saying too, that rugby went professional almost 20 years ago, and it's the modern commercial reality of running a professional sport. Ulster, thankfully, has been very competitive in recent years, reached the latter stages, the knockout stages of the European Cup, or formerly the Hennigan Cup. But if they want to take the next step and be competitive on a very long-term basis, that means attracting the big stars and the associated salaries, but more importantly, it means developing, putting in place coaching structures right across the region. All of that costs money. And that's the reality of modern professional sport.
Do fans really care what the stadium is called, Brendan? Do they care?
Well, when the old Lansdowne Road was knocked down and the deal was done to rename it the Aviva Stadium, there was then as well a lot of emotional reaction. People said, well, it was the Lansdowne Road to me. But frankly, I nowadays hear everyone referring to it as the Aviva Stadium. The Manchester City play in what is now called the Etihad Stadium. Who calls it Main Road anymore? Eamon and others too can actually choose to call the stadium what they will, and when they're arranging to go there and meet their pals on a Friday night, they can say, let's go to Ravenhill. I actually don't think it matters as much to people as does David Humphrey leaving, who were the team going to draw yesterday in the pool stages of next year's European competition. I think those are the more important things for fans to worry about. If there's success in the field, Stephen, that tends to overcome
Eamon?
A lot of difficulties.
Well, I think I'm less iconoclastic than Brendan, you know. You can call me sentimental if you like, but I was there when there were some great moments in Ravenhill. And I suppose it's easier if a stadium is completely knocked down and starts from scratch. But we got a few of the seats, the old seats, for example, from Ravenhill as mementos. My good friend Derek Henderson got them for me. So there's a little sentiment attached to that. And I'm not going to go crazy over this. I'm not going to start a protest. But it's just an emotional reaction I had, relating it to my experience, for example, Croke Park being named something else. So that's basically the only point I was making. I did it on my website on eamonmalley.com. I just spoke for a minute or two about it. And this is the reason why I'm on talking about it. And I would say that I reflect. In fact, another very good friend of mine said, it'll always be Ravenhill to me. So that's the response.
I wonder, Brenton, is this the way it's all going to go in the future? Is everywhere going to be called after a sponsor?
Eamon's right in that it's absolutely the trend across the USA. It's very close to home as well. You know, the theatres in Dublin are renamed after commercial sponsors. Interestingly, Stephen, the Kingspan company, who have now got the naming rights for Ravenhill, of course, for a long time, and now have had the naming rights for the GAA Stadium in County Cavan. But it's the compromise there is that the old ground was called Breffni Park. It's now referred to as Kingspan Breffni Park, but clearly a different deal has been done with Ulster Rugby Chiefs.
Okay, here's the number this morning, 0845-955-678. Just while you're on the line, Eamon Malley, what do you make then of what we were discussing in our lead story this morning? First and Deputy First Minister, if they take this invitation to go to Brazil, would there be anything wrong with them going to the World Cup, or is it just not the right climate in Northern Ireland for that?
Well, listen, is it ever the right climate in Northern Ireland? This is a very significant employer, the company inviting them in County Tyrone, and if it underpins our chances of getting inward investment or consolidating what we have, for the matter of a few days, I don't think it's going to change the course of history. So I have no real reason against it. I think it's a little petty if people are nitpicking about this.
Okay, Eamon, thank you.
That's how I would
do. We've got to leave it there. Brendan, thank you. Mike, I can give you 20 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, Stephen, just to say, I think it's great that they're trying to bring companies here and invest more in using the World Cup as a platform, but really, locally, they should be doing a wee bit more, you know, for the people trying to start businesses. I've tried to start a business, or I'm trying to start a business, and the only help available for a business that would create a lot of jobs, because I'm unemployed at the minute, is £15 a week for 6 months on top of my benefits.
Mike, thank you.